Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday. I'm Robbie Maklouf, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela on the other side of the glass with the assistance of intern Mother Plucker. And coming up on the show this evening, about halfway through the NFL season, so we're going to take a little trip around the NFC North. Check in on the Bears with Lawrence Holmes of 670 to score in Chicago at 235. Phil Mackey, talk some Vikings with him for Mackey and Judd, ESPN 1500 in Minneapolis at 335. Our very own Ryan Wood will obviously talk Packers with our Green Bay football insider at 448. And then our old buddy, our former colleague here at The Fan, now with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, Jeff Rieger. He joins us at 535 to talk some Lions. If you don't know what that means, Rieger once accidentally called 911 and brought the cops here,
man,
to the station.
Man, those were the days, man. Early days of the station.
Somebody did that here.
And then I was questioned.
Somebody did that here a few weeks ago.
At our station?
One of our producers, yeah.
You don't want to name names? Why are you looking right at Anthony Mandela?
It was Mandela.
You looked right
at him. We all know who it was.
I don't know who it was.
I'll give you one large guess.
Baby Tausch. And we're going to start our look around the NFC North with your Green Bay Packers. Again, halfway point of the season, and we want to know, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. When we discuss their playoff chances, we have to get out of the bubble. We can't just look at the Packers' situation and the Packers' situation alone. You have to look at the NFC as a whole. And were the season to end today, the Rams, Saints, Bears, and Redskins would be your division champs, and the Panthers and the Vikings would be the two wild cards. Now, the Packers right now are two games behind those two wild card teams and the Bears for the division lead in the Vikings and the Redskins. And beyond that, they'd have to leapfrog the Eagles, Seahawks, and Falcons, all who have a one-game lead on the Green Bay Packers, at least in the win column. I know the tie makes things a little bit tricky, but for all intents and purposes, the Packers one game behind three teams who stand between them and that last wild card spot. How are you feeling about the Packers' playoff chances about halfway through the season? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Well, you know, I like this show a lot. And
I hope so. Well,
here's the reason why I like this show.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see how this is going to play out. Because the last 2 days is today Tuesday? Or
today's Wednesday.
The last 2 days, it really been panic mode. Fire McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers. Right?
I mean, I think
Mike McCarthy doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm not sure exactly what you said, but I think you summed up the last couple of days quite nicely.
So now we let you do that. We let you vent. We let you get all that stuff out. And this is we'll see if you guys want to participate. This is a punch you in the mouth kind of question. Because now you got to go, Now, do I really want to tell them how I feel? Do I really want to tell them the truth? After I came on and bitched about McCarthy, can I say that?
Yeah, I think so.
About McCarthy the last 2 days, about firing him out. Am I really going to tell the truth today? 414-799-1250? Am I really going to call in and tell the truth to this particular question? Because I want McCarthy gone? Halfway point of the season, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? I feel pretty good about it.
414-799-1250.
Feel pretty good about it.
Why?
You want to go through the list? You got a schedule up?
I could get it real quick.
Let's just go down here. Let's just go for the sake of going down schedule.
Okay.
Let's go down schedule. Let's All start right. with this
they
Sunday.
Got, they got the Dolphins Sunday.
When?
At Green Bay.
When?
Sparky, do you want to participate in this or not?
We'll do it again. All right. We did it once already.
They'll visit the Seahawks.
Short turnaround, right?
Yes, Thursday night.
I think they lose that one.
They will visit the Vikings for a Sunday nighter.
When?
Okay. You're that convinced about that?
Yeah.
Just
when?
All right. They will host the Cardinals December 2nd.
When?
They will host the Falcons December 9th.
When?
They will visit the Chicago Bears December 16th.
When?
They'll visit the Jets December 23rd.
When?
And then they'll close out the regular season hosting the Lions at Lambeau Field.
When?
So you got them running the table.
No, I had one loss in there, Seattle, at Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm. It's a quick turnaround for Seattle, 414-799-1250,
I dare you to call up. dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Dare you. 414-799-1250.
Double dog dare you.
You would have backed out from a dare, would you? Are we all 9-year-olds on the
playground? Because that's the reality of it, Rami. After we want McCarthy fired and all this stuff, if you lay out who they got to play, that's the reality
of it. But I don't think that gives McCarthy a pass. I don't want to speak for Sparky. He's about to speak himself, but I think Sparky feels like, yeah, the Packers can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough.
How many, what's the record on that? How many wins?
Six wins gets them nine, seven wins gets them.
What did I just say? Was that six?
You just
seven?
Had them winning seven of the last eight, so they'd be at 10 wins if that comes to fruition.
There it is, folks.
And then losing the playoffs like every other year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Then McCarthy gets fired, and
you're
that's
right,
is
Steve.
What it is.
No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. You're right, Steve. But that ain't the question.
I understand.
The question wasn't, do they lose in the first round of playoffs? That was the question.
No. How do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances?
Halfway point of the season, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? 414-799-1250. All you jokers talking all that smack yesterday about McCarthy, double dog dare you.
Triple dog dare you.
Who said that? Was that Alfalfa?
That was a kid from Christmas Story, right? Am I right about
that,
Anthony?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay. It sounds like Sparky a little bit, didn't it?
Triple dog dare you.
Doesn't that sound like little Stevie?
Like a little Sparky?
Yeah. Well, you know who that is right now, don't you?
Who?
I can see little Jack going up to one of them Logans or Devons and put his hands on the hill. I double dog dare you. Do you know what he does? Huh. He run out of the room and go jump in Steve's lap.
He tells those two guys to be quiet all the time.
Right, yeah, I know he does.
Especially the 11-year-old. Logan, right. Be quiet all the time.
Sparky, how you feeling about the playoff chances for the Packers?
Same thing as Gary. I think they'll probably lose two games. So I got them at
they lose
six
two.
Wins.
They're not getting in.
6 wins, and that gets them at 9 wins. And then I think it's a coin flip whether or not they get in or not. You're right, because they got so many teams to pass.
Right,
because
you got, the NFC South with Carolina – and
again,
the,
if you just
Saints.
If you just look at the standings, right,
you're
going
to need to
way,
jump at least 4 teams in the standings in the last 8 weeks. You're going to have to catch the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Falcons, and then either the Vikings or the Redskins just to get one of those wild card spots.
Or the Bears.
Yeah. Or the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who leads the division?
Right. Yeah. But you're going to need to leapfrog 4 teams and make up 2 games.
Do we have anybody coming over from Chicago today?
Lawrence Holmes, 235 from 670 in the score.
I want to see where he's at.
Sorry.
Big smile on his face.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
see
be
that?
Interesting conversation right there.
Who, me?
No, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
You said Lawrence Holmes. He had this glimmer in his eye, yeah. Big smile.
Throw out a little pester with Lawrence
he's
Holmes.
He's going to say. You may want to text Lawrence and just tell him to be ready. This is going to be vintage Gary when he comes on.
I'll shoot him a text during this commercial.
It's going to be vintage Gary. Yeah. Get ready for this one, folks. You think Ben Fennel heard it? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Is that the guy that came in?
Yes, that was our in-studio guest during Bears-Packers week. Yes. And I think he's going to be back in studio for the next Bears-Packers week. We might make that a regular thing where I visit him and he visits us. But Sparky, you were saying about the Packers' playoff chances.
Like I said, 6 wins, I think it has a legitimate possibility. I'm concerned about, the safety position currently as they continue to move guys out of there. They just brought a guy in that played for Penn a couple years ago in Cleveland, so hopefully that works. But I still think they can win 6 games, even having said that. I think they kill the Dolphins. I said Monday, roll out the helmets game. And then I think they probably struggled the Seahawks and the Vikings, and then they went out. Now, the Falcons just picked up Bruce Irvin today to play linebacker for them. He played under their head coach in Seattle when they were going to the Super Bowls and stuff.
And when he was at his prime, had his best years under him.
New England and Pittsburgh made higher offers to him, but he wanted to play at home because he's from Atlanta or that area. So he went to the Falcons instead. That Falcons defense is the only thing holding them back from being a true Super Bowl contender at this point because they've been absolutely annihilated by injuries back there. They lost both safeties. They lost one of their linebackers, which now Irvin will replace. But that secondary is still not that good.
So you got them winning at least 6 more games, and you think that might be good enough to get them in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
A 9-6, would that be 9-6-1? Did I do the math right? Our boss has reiterated not to do math on the air, but I think I got that one right. I don't think 9 wins is good enough, man. I think they're going to have to win 7 of these last 8 to have a chance at making the playoffs. The NFC is I mean, it started off as sort of a dumpster fire, but three of those teams in the NFC East now have sort of gotten things back on track in Philly, Washington, and who's the third team that I'm missing? There's a third team in the East that has things
Washington's
going again.
Washington's got something going on.
No,
right
it's just
now,
a two. The Giants are a dumpster fire, and the Cowboys are awful.
Washington just lost both starting offensive guards on their line. To ACL's gone for the year. So they got to replace two offensive linemen. That's going to hurt them.
I think they're going to need to win 10 games, which means they have to win seven of their last eight. And even that, they might come down to tiebreakers. We've been talking about the fact that 9-10 wins is still in play for the last couple of days. And in my head, without looking at the big picture, I went, well, 9-10 wins almost any year, that's good enough to get you in the playoffs.
For sure.
And then this morning, as we were having this discussion amongst the three of us, and I dug into the NFC playoff picture a little bit more. It doesn't take that much digging to do the math. The fact that you have to leapfrog four teams and make up two games in the last 8 weeks of the season, and your franchise quarterback ain't playing like a franchise quarterback, that's a tall task. That's a tall order for the Green Bay Packers. If I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say I'm about 50-50 right now that the Packers make the playoffs. And I didn't think I'd be saying that yesterday.
Yeah.
But upon further examination,
right?
Yes. Upon further examination, they have a tough task in front of them.
Look at her.
Halfway through the season, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? 414-799-1250.
We're not asking you anything about McCarthy being fired.
No.
That's not what we asked.
Just the playoff chances.
We want you to look at the schedule. We already gave it to you, and we're asking you, what are their chances? Got nothing to do with McCarthy being fired.
You can also tweet the show at 105.7 FM. The Fan is the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be back right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Lawrence Holmes from 670 The Score. He'll start our tour around the NFC North as we check on the Packers brethren in the division at the halfway point. And at the halfway point, we're asking you, how do you feel about your Packers playoff chances? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Gary Double Dog dares you to call and tell us how you feel about the Packers' playoff chances. Let's go to the east side in Marcellus. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Marcellus?
Hey, peace. How you fellas doing?
Doing well, man.
Good. I want to qualify this by saying I've been a Packer fan since about 62, okay?
Uh-oh, he better say something bad.
I predicted they were going with the Rams and the Patriots. They didn't do it.
No, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work.
Gary and I got our third eye locked up. I think the Packers will probably lose one game, and we'll roll in like we normally do.
Yeah.
We'll roll in, and the Rams better not try to play us. Whoever play us will not want to see us when we come. Yes, we have injuries. Yes, we have things that we have to be concerned with as far as talent and roles the players have to play. But I believe we're going to get the right mentality, and we're going to get the rolling. I think the Ram thing was not a total loss. I think the New England thing was not a total loss. There are very good positives in each of those. But I'm all in with my pack. And I had a moment when you guys had to talk about should they win or should they lose, get a better position for next year to try to win, you know, the Super Bowl for a couple of years after a good high pick. But no, now's the time. Let's go get it.
Thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate the call.
You people are something else, man.
What do you mean?
They are.
Who?
Our listeners. They are.
By the way, 220, the first you people of the show.
You guys are so funny. You're predictable. You really are.
TJ tweets at the Fan. It's funny how this year when our team isn't a Super Bowl-type team per everyone's thoughts, but somehow Gary Ellerson thinks we're going to win 7 of 8. But if our record was 6-2, you'd be worried as hell about the next 8 games.
What?
I didn't understand that either.
He's saying if they were good, you'd be worried that they were going to suck the last 8 games, but because they're bad, now you're saying they're going to win the next 8 games. Kind of taking the opposite view of what everybody else is taking.
If they were 6-2?
He's saying you'd be worried about the next 8 games.
No, if they were 6, see how stupid that is? They're 6-2. Then that means they're a really good football team.
Mm-hmm.
I still picked them to lose against Seattle at Seattle because of the turnaround. And most definitely, if they're 6-2, they're really good. They should be, you know, they really should be beating everybody. What the toughest game, I think, is going to be Minnesota at Minnesota.
Agreed.
That's the one. And I think that's the one that will probably, if you lose two games, that's the one that's going to keep you out of the playoffs. That one. I just don't believe in the Bears.
Reed tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. 5-3 at best, 3-5 at worst. Seahawks, Falcons, Vikings games are the toughest. The Bears have gotten better, and the Lions already beat us once.
Yeah, that Lions thing won't happen again.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
During that Lions game, I've texted Leroy. And Leroy's like, dog, it's the Lions. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah, and they didn't
and
throw
they lost.
They didn't throw it. Didn't trick
during
it.
The game, I'm like freaking out. He's like, dude, it's the Lions. I'm like, okay. Michael tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan. Bears and Vikings each beat one another once. Packers beat both Bears and Vikings. Now we are all tied. Win tiebreaker with both bases on head-to-head. We won't, but it sounds good.
See how people, you see this topic, how it is a really punching in the mouth topic, and it really makes you back off a little bit, and it really makes you not pick up the phone. I'm good for all the social network that we're getting, because we're getting a lot of love on Twitter and Facebook. We are. But you people, when we're talking anything bad about the Packers, you should want to call in.
Funny thing is, the phone lines were full.
Yeah.
And then when you said...
When I say it...
Let's stick to this discussion about their playoff chances.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear none of this mess about fire McCarthy, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They started dropping off.
Dropped off.
They were calling with ulterior motives, not to answer the question.
Yeah. Answer the damn question. And if you go and answer the question... That's right. This team has a legitimate chance of making a play. I want somebody to call in and just give me a rundown that they won't and tell me why.
I kind of did already.
No, you didn't.
I did, though. I said even if they win 6 or 7 games, it's still a tough task because you have four teams to leapfrog.
They've got to win a division.
Well, then you only have two teams to leapfrog. I guess that does make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, the Packers got to win a division. But you're going to have a lot of teams playing each other. I mean, look at Chicago's schedule. They end up here at Rumdahl. Can you pull their schedule up?
Chicago?
Yeah.
I can do that.
The NFC North is just playing each other and knocking each other off here the last, 5, 6 weeks.
The Bears have three NFC North games in a matter
Rams.
Of 11 days.
Do they have the Rams still left yet?
Here's the Bears' schedule. They got the Lions this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
That's at Soldier Field. They will host the Vikings November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come right back to the Lions for a Thanksgiving Day game on a Thursday morning. Then they visit the Giants. They'll host the Rams, the Packers, visit the Niners, and visit the Vikings to close out the season.
That's a tough schedule. Do you see what they did? Did they flex all these times too?
They flexed only the game against the Vikings next week.
And then who do they have after the Vikings, after they flex?
They turn right around for another game with the Lions. So their next three games are Lions, Vikings, Lions, and that all happens in a matter of 11 days.
Exactly.
I mean, that could decide the division right there.
Right there. Crazy. They got a tough schedule. They got no rest. 414-799-1250. Rummy just laid out to you the Bears' schedule.
Okay, but do the same thing you did with the Packers schedule, where you said they'll win this one, they'll lose. They host the Lions. That's a win for the Bears, right?
Yeah, the Lions after they had like 10 sacks
Minnesota
the other day.
Yeah, they host the Vikings.
Khalil Mack will be back. They lose against the Vikings.
They visit the Lions.
I think they beat them again.
Okay, they host the Giants.
Yeah, they probably beat the Giants.
So you've got three wins already. I'm assuming you got them losing to the Rams and the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Then I assume you have them beating the 49ers in San Francisco.
I think they lose to the 49ers in San Francisco.
And then I guess you have them losing to the Vikings. Yeah. So you got the Bears winning three more games.
Yeah.
And finishing 8-8,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
That's a good season for the Bears.
I mean, that's a big step forward.
What? That's a good season
for the Bears. Part of the process. Let's go back to the phones and Alex West Allis here on the Wendy's Big Show. How do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances?
Gentlemen, first of all, I got to say, Gary, I love it when you go Junkyard Dog on the listeners and take your double dose of mentality today. I'm loving it.
Because I took the shot in the butt today.
Of mentality, I'm assuming.
Of mentality.
Okay.
You know, I would flip maybe the Seattle and Falcons game because I think the Falcons' offense is better than our defense. But I don't think it's entirely outside of the realm of possibility we win 7 games. It just makes all of our NFC North games must-win games because of you guys were pretty much breaking it down and that one guy who tweeted in, you know, for that reason. So, I mean, it's kind of in our hands, and it favors us that we are playing a lot of divisional games at the end. I don't know how I feel if I'm overly confident it's going to happen, but, you know, it could. I'm kind of 50-50 with Ram Dog.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and the only reason I'm 50-50, Gary, I see everything that you see in the Packers schedule and the opportunity to win 9 or 10 games. I just think when I look at the standings right now, I wouldn't put it past Minnesota to win 9 or 10 games. I'm with you. I'm not quite ready to buy the Bears. I wouldn't put it past Atlanta to win 9 or 10 games. I wouldn't put it past Seattle to win 9 or 10 games. I wouldn't put it past Philadelphia to win 9 or 10 games. And they are behind all these teams that we're talking about right now. Now, you're right when you talk about the division, and leapfrogging two teams for the division title is probably easier than leapfrogging four teams to get one of those wild cards. Right. But still a tough task, still a tall order for the Packers to leapfrog as many teams and make up the ground that they're going to have to make. I think they can win all these games that you're saying they can win, but you need other things to go your way as well.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Ty in Philly. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You?
Hey, man, listen. Gary is so right, man. Like, no disrespect to nobody, man. People are so stupid sometimes, man. And I mean, no disrespect to anybody. So, but, you know, I do disagree with Gary as far as that Seattle game, as far as that being a loss. That will be the toughest game, though. I think that will be the toughest game. Hopefully, hopefully we can get out of there with a win, because that's going to be a really tough turnaround and a tough game next Thursday night. But 7-1. I can't predict that they're going to lose that Minnesota game.
Let me ask you this. Hold on a second. Hold on. If they lose to the Dolphins on Sunday, are you and Gary going to change your predictions?
It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, man, you all. Yeah,
they can't lose to the Dolphins.
Man, Gary's the bad. Gary, this. They lose to the Dolphins. Oh, man,
they can't
over.
Lose to the Dolphins, guys.
Season's over.
They can't lose to the Dolphins.
It's over if they lose to the Dolphins. But 7-1, guys. And we will win the division.
Y'all.
Appreciate the call.
You guys are amazing to me.
Man, they can't.
You all are amazing.
They're
Ronnie
right.
Did the exact same thing to
but
me the other
right.
day.
They're right. They're absolutely right.
So you're bailing on the Packers. You're done if they lose to the Dolphins.
Yeah,
I just told you their playoff chances are at 50-50.
Right. Yeah, hey, yeah. Man.
A loss to a team as bad as the Dolphins?
No. I believe you're done. I get you. I'm saying Ellerson over there.
Well, I didn't say I was done.
That man, you
tough.
Just said it.
It's all over.
It's all over. All right.
All over, cuz.
They lose that game on Sunday.
I mean, you know how
everybody
you know
turn
how
on
bad,
your post-game show to hear Gary
you
say
know
they're
bad,
done.
You know how bad morale will be in that locker room if they lose against the Dolphins?
And McCarthy still won't get fired?
I don't know. No, they're going to let him finish it out.
No matter how bad it gets.
Yeah, he's golden. I mean, I just don't see it happening. They're just not that kind of organization. Now, Gutekunst has been making moves around here left and right now. He's been chopping guys up. But
yeah, he has been.
I just don't see him letting go a guy like McCarthy, unless he and McCarthy are in a room together and Mike says, I'm done, go ahead and get somebody else. And it's a mutual tie. It's got to be McCarthy, you know, breaking down silos. It's got to be McCarthy, Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, Russ Ball. They all got to be in there together and Mike says, okay, yeah, I'm done. That's the only way that happens. Otherwise, he finishes thing out.
Got a tweet here from Joel tweeting at 105.7 FM The Fan, at Sparky Radio, at Rami is tweeting, and at Gary Ellerson. Says Gary drinking that green and gold Kool-Aid. And they included the gif of Kool-Aid guy jumping through the wall.
Did he tweet that?
Oh, yeah.
Did he tweet that somewhere?
Yeah, he tweeted it out to all of us.
Did I get it?
You're tagged, yes.
Who's that Ryan Lashley? You see that Ryan Lashley guy over there? Steve?
I mean,
I read that tweet.
I don't know who he is.
I think I read the tweet. Yeah, I saw Ryan Lashley's tweet.
Gary,
it is.
Oh,
here
sorry.
We go again with eke into the playoff talk. One of the GOAT quarterbacks and a 0% chance. Pathetic. We're a 6-win team. Just look at these jokers.
But if they do make the playoffs, I'm going to keep making this point. If they do make the playoffs and win 6 or 7 out of their last 8 games, they're going to be the hottest team in the conference.
They will be, Ron.
And the narrative around this team will be completely different.
It'll be going to be about Rodgers. He's back.
Amongst the local media, amongst the national media, amongst fans, they will be one of the teams in the Super Bowl discussion.
Yeah,
if they charge their way into the playoffs from here, they will be one of the teams in the Super Bowl discussion.
And they'll all be stupid.
I mean, you
if
can
they
say
put
that
them
if
in
want.
The Super Bowl discussion for beating bad teams down the stretch, then they're idiots.
Let me ask Joe Zinzola. You got a microphone for him real quick?
Sure.
I guess that's Joe.
There you go.
That's Joe's question.
Joe, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances at the halfway
point?
Hold on.
Read my schedule. Give them who they got real quick.
I know the schedule by heart.
Okay.
By what?
By heart.
All right, go ahead. What is it?
Each A-R-T?
Yeah, you want me to recite it?
No, go ahead. Go by heart.
Just how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? We got to get to a break. Go ahead.
All right, well then, if you guys are trying to keep things on time here.
we have a guest.
Look, the division is still wide open, and you play the Bears again, and you play the Vikings again, both of which you could get tiebreakers on by beating both of those two teams. You can still get this done.
Last 8 games, how many wins?
I don't like doing that off the top of my head.
Just do it.
You said you got the schedule memorized. Get schedule not off the top
out.
Of your head.
Okay, get schedule
Miami, they have no excuses losing to them.
Correct.
So that's a win.
Get the next one, Rob.
Seattle on the road.
Yeah.
I want to see you already memorized.
Short turnaround.
It.
Yeah.
Short turnaround. Yeah. That could be a loss.
Okay.
That could be a loss. After that, Minnesota.
Prime time, Sunday night.
I mean, look. They've struggled the last couple of years in that stadium, and it's
they're
loud
coming
as heck.
Off a primetime game the previous Sunday against the Bears.
Yep.
All right, I'll say Packers beat the Vikings.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Packers beat the Vikings, and then it gets easy. You got the Cardinals at home.
Yep.
Beat them.
Yep.
Falcons, that could be a shootout, but I think they're going to beat them at Lambeau.
You know why? Because it's going to be cold.
Right.
And Atlanta ain't going to want none of that.
Right. And how many times do the Packers have to go down to Atlanta?
Right.
We're finally here.
Would that be in December?
December 9th.
Yeah, December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get the Bears on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've always done well at Soldier Field. I think they win there. I think they beat the Jets on the road. And Detroit, they should get a little vengeance.
There it is.
They can get on a run
so
here.
So you got them selling 7-1.
That's what
he didn't
you just
know
said.
It. He just did it.
That's what he did.
He didn't
7-1,
know it.
Maybe 6-2, maybe.
7.
Maybe they trip up against the Vikings or the Bears.
Okay,
but
7 gets him 10 wins. 6 only has him at 9 and is 9 enough to get in.
But in the division, it could. It could be one of those situations this year where the NFC North is... Right. The NFC North is not... There is no runaway favorite. There is no Rams in this division. There is no Saints.
Again, we're going to keep going around the NFC North to gauge playoff hopes around the division, including a visit with Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score coming up next. I don't know if Gary's drinking the green and gold Kool-Aid, as that tweeter alluded
to.
I do know that he drinks the Mule Fuel, though, and he makes it himself.
Yeah, Northern Brewer located on Howard 100 Greenfield Avenue, where you can make your own beer. Yes, I do have a beer called the Mule Fuel. High in alcohol by volume, but low in calories. See, you can create something like that. You can invent something like that. You can do that. Mandela, that's what you can do.
Cater it to your wants, your needs.
Your taste buds.
Right.
Your palate.
Yes.
The palate.
The palate.
Experiment with it. My good friends at Northern Brewer, they got the brew kitchen right there to your left. Barley, grains, and hops. You know, sometimes when I go to Northern Brewer, I go to the back and they got the big pails in the back. I go back there and I taste the barley, grains, and hops sometimes and raw. Just make sure they're fresh. And they are fresh. Barley, grains, and hops. Everything comes in a kit. Make everything in a kit. Go check them out. Start your new hobby today. Make your own beer.
Start your new what?
Hobby today.
Oh, okay.
What you thought I said?
I thought you said hoppity day.
Oh, I could have said that too. Northern Brewer, located on Howie 100 and Greenfield Avenue.
We'll see how Bears fans are feeling about their chances when we return right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. And the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, taking a tour around the NFC North, checking in on the teams, respectively, at the halfway point of the season. We'll talk with Phil Mackey of ESPN 1500 in Minnesota. He's coming up at 3:35. Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, talk to him at 4:48 and check in on the Lions with Jeff Rieger of 97.1, the ticket in Detroit at 5:35. Start our tour around the NFC North right now as I reach out to the Great Midwest Bank hotline and punch up a guy who hosts evenings on 670 The Score down in Chicago, as well as the House of L podcast. Always a pleasure to welcome in Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I'm good. Why are you guys bothering me today?
Because I just laid it out. We're going around the NFC North. We want your thoughts on
you're
the
wrong
Bears.
What I tell you about the Bears? I told you.
You said Lawrence would be feeling it when we got him on the
dude,
line.
Dude, he's not feeling it. He's worried about the lines on Thanksgiving. He's not feeling anything.
Watch, Lawrence.
He don't buy this Bears team.
Yeah, you know
Lawrence.
You know he don't. Tell the truth, Lawrence.
Lawrence, when the season started, we have Ben Fennell from The Athletic on the show every Friday, and he predicted the Bears to win the NFC North. My jaw dropped. As you know, I'm the resident Bears fan here at The Fan, and I wasn't buying it. I'm still not quite ready to buy it, but I'm more convinced than I was when he said it before week one. Do you think this is real, what we're seeing from this Bears team right now?
I'm probably about where you're at right now when it comes to the Bears. Honestly, you just have to now look at the math. The math says that they have a legitimate shot at winning the division. I still have some questions about how good their quarterback play is. They should be excited about the things that Mitchell Trubisky has done, but I by no means think that he's a finished product just yet. But they're 5-3 with 8 games left to play. So, yeah, they're in the mix to win this thing, and it's right in front of them. And the next 3 weeks are going to be very telling about what their chances are to win this thing. And it's interesting. I've gotten some pushback from some people about this, but I think that flex game that they're going to play is a detriment to the Bears, where, yeah, it's 8 hours, 7 hours or so, and then you add in the hour for the travel to Detroit. But the fact that they went from a noon game to a night game and then have the early game on Thanksgiving in the same week, that's rough. Like, that's a rough thing to ask. I had Lance Briggs on my show last night, and I asked him, and you guys can ask Gary, I mean, when do you feel normal after you play? And his answer was Friday. So now you're taking away at least 7 hours, probably 8 hours, of the 72 that you had to recuperate and get ready. I think it's an advantage for the Lions in that particular game. Now, this weekend, well, when the Lions come to Soldier Field, I would think that the Bears have the advantage because the Lions don't quite know who they are, and them trading away Golden Tate, I don't know what the folks in Detroit are going to tell you, but you take one of your best offensive weapons away, one of your best players away, I think that makes you a lesser team if you had designs on trying to be a factor in the NFC North this year.
What's the biggest improvement this Bears team has made since the last time the Packers saw them at the beginning of the year?
I think that they're better defensively than what you saw the first time that they played. And what I mean by that is obviously Khalil Mack is special. And you saw that in the first half against the game against the Packers. I think that other elements of the Bears defense have gotten better in the games that he hasn't played. We're starting to see some guys step to the forefront. Roquan Smith looks real comfortable now as the other middle linebacker for them. Eddie Jackson, I thought early on, was playing at a Pro Bowl level, then took a little bit of a dip. I think that he's back to playing at that level, coming downhill, making plays, and disrupting things. And Danny Trevathan is the guy on this defense that never gets any credit. I think that he is an incredible player. And the way that he handles calling the defense for the Bears, the way that he handles making plays, being around the ball as much as he is, I think he's dangerous. And on top of that, the Bears have gotten good play from their defensive line, not named Khalil Mack. They're still waiting on Leonard Floyd to show that he was worthy of them trading up to pick him in the top 10. But the rest of that defense is starting to really kick some butt. So I think that there's been some vast improvements there. I think Trubisky has gotten more comfortable with what he's doing offensively and the weapons that they have. And now that we know more about Matt Nagy, this guy knows what he's doing. Offensively, he has got a real sense of how to create mismatches for his bunch, and he has done that incredibly well. The Tampa Bay game, which is a game that I pretty much throw out because it's so ridiculous and Tampa is so bad. But if you look at that game, look at how many guys are running free. And that scheme, as much as it was Tampa not caring about playing defense, that is the scheme of Matt Nagy to get guys open. I think the Bears may have hired the right guy. I'm more comfortable saying that than I am saying that they've got the right quarterback. But I'm pretty comfortable saying that they may have gotten the right guy to lead their team.
All right, Rami, let's pull this up. Hey, Lawrence, he sounds good. I like that guy. He sounds good.
You like Lawrence Holmes?
Yeah. That's at the rubber meet the roll right now. Pull me up that Bears
schedule. The Bears schedule.
Let's go win and loss here, Lawrence, on the way out. Pull
all right.
Get to him, Rami.
Lions, Vikings, Lions in their next three games.
No. Just go one at a time.
Well, let's just knock those out real quick. That's an
matter. No, because there's some sequences in here.
Okay. He's going to keep screaming if I don't go one at a time.
Get to him. Because Lawrence knows there's rest. There's rest in between here, not a lot of rest. I mean, they may get flexed out. They may not. Go ahead, Lawrence.
They got the Lions this week, Lawrence. Who you got?
Three games in 11 days. I got the Bears beating the Lions on Sunday.
All right, then the Vikings.
I have the Vikings beating the Bears that next Sunday.
Quick turnaround. They visit the Lions on Thanksgiving. You voiced your concerns about that.
I'm concerned, but I still think they're better than that team.
All right.
So, see, that's a homer pick, but that's okay.
How do they not beat the Lions, man? Stop.
Because three games in the NFL, he just three games in 11 days?
Yeah. Against Matt on Stafford without anybody else. Shoot. Stop.
Then they visit the Giants December 2nd.
Oh, please.
Oh, no, okay, exactly.
I agree.
They host the Rams December 9th.
That's a loss.
They host the Packers. They host the Packers December 16th.
Hey,
do I know what the injury report is for the Packers?
Yeah. Same injury report that we got right now.
I'm going to go with that's a loss.
All right. And then they visit the 49ers.
That's a win.
And visit the Vikings.
That's probably a loss. So that's 9 wins, right?
That's what you got them at, yes.
That's not far off. No, but that's not far off. That's not far off. I had him at 8. Because I'm not a Bears fan, so I go ahead and gave them that loss that you know they're going to get. That you gave them the benefit of the doubt. But that's okay. We're right there.
Well, I will say that the Bears overall have struggled with the Lions.
They have.
But this is a new regime.
Okay.
And I think that the Lions wave the white flag at the trade deadline.
They might.
So we'll see.
They might. No, you might.
And Gary.
But that Thanksgiving game, is always weird, though. That Thanksgiving game is a weird game.
I am with you 100%.
Played that game.
It's completely weird, and it's gonna be rough on them physically and mentally. But my posture is correct. I am sitting up straight when I tell you this, so Matt Patricia can't have any problems with what I'm saying.
That's Lawrence Holmes again. Evenings, right. 670 The Score. Check out the House of L podcast and follow him on Twitter. He's a fun follow on Twitter, no matter who you root for. He is at Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
All right, guys. Be well. Keep Gary in check, man. I'm coming back up there, Gary. Me and you going to have words.
Can't wait to see you, Lawrence. Thanks, man.
All right.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
What do you want me to do, cuz?
The jewelry center, Gary.
Hey!
What is up with him today?
Dude, this is how he's always been. Like, you just forgot.
I forget.
Totally forgot.
Weirder than I remember him being. Like,
no. Okay. Not really.
All right. Friends, if you say so.
My good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends. You know what they will not do?
What will they not do?
That was so good.
What's the boy name? Stevie. What's the boy name?
You remember this part of it?
Yes.
I remember.
What's the boy's name game?
In Minnesota that was in Chicago.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. They would not be like Jimmy Butler and take a day off. My good friend Dean Murray.
They don't have general soreness?
He does, but he's coming to work. He's coming to work. My good friend Dean Murray is coming to work every day. And as we said, sometimes in certain places, every day. We will be there. Go check him out. The Jewelry Center. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building right there on the second floor and a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin, if you folks really didn't know. Dean Murray is ready to make deals right now. Hey, Christmas coming up soon, ain't it?
Kind of.
Next month.
People are doing that already.
Yeah, I put my Christmas stuff out last week. Well, at least I didn't put them out. I supervised. I got my son yelled at me for suggesting that I put out Christmas lights outside last weekend.
I got Brock out
and he mowed the lawn and did some fall cleaning and it was nice outside. I said, dude, Doctor already told me I can't do no snow blowing. It's a nice day. Do you just want to go ahead and put the Christmas stuff out? He goes, yeah, Dad, sure. So we put the Christmas stuff out. So you might as well start thinking about planning right now. Something for your significant other. And my good friend Dean Murray, give him a chance to earn your business. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to earn your business, as always does. And don't be alarmed when you go in there and there's a lot of people there. Because people know where to go to get great deals. Go check him out right now. The owner, Dean Murr. I'm seeing you right to the man. You talk to the man. Tell the man that Gary Austin sent you 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookville, out Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Also, they have a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
It's the Wendy's Big Show.
Where are we going?
Just follow along, Gary. I'm Robbie Backlop.
Can we just get to these jokers on? Is there really on hold?
Along with Steve Sparky
Let's
Pfeiffer.
Let's get these two jokers on hold.
And the former Packard Badger running back, Gary Ellerson. That's exactly what I was going to do, Gary. What do you mean, no, I wasn't?
We didn't talk about it.
No, man. We got calls on hold.
Let's go.
We're going to get to them.
I want to hear these jokers.
We were asking before Gary yelled at Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score for 10 minutes. Halfway point of the season, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We're going to have a good old-fashioned finger-pointing session when it comes to the Green Bay Packers coming up at 3 o'clock. But like Gary said, a couple of you on hold from that question we opened the show with. So let's get you in, starting with Damani in Tulsa. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Damani?
What's good, y'all?
You?
Hey, question. I think the Packers got maybe a 30% chance.
30% chance of what, Damani? What?
Making the playoffs.
30%?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something I thought about. You know how Mike Barron went to safety to middle linebacker? Why not do Jones like that? Because he's more of an in-a-box safety anyway. You can play Tremont at safety and Jackson at free.
Wait a minute. Hold up, cuz. Halfway point of the season, how do you feel about the Packers' playoff chances?
I said 30, bro.
He said 30.
All right. Well, I ain't seen nothing about no safety position, cuz.
Right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Right. Yeah, Gary wants to stay on topic. That's the point of the show we've reached, where Gary doesn't want you sidetracking us. Is this reality?
Yeah, man.
Is this real?
This is a different Gary.
No,
from
man.
That perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, this wasn't
this,
old Gary.
This wasn't
old Gary. He welcomed the sidetrack.
Yeah, exactly. Gary is the sidetracker more times than not.
Talk about what you want to talk about. We got something going on, man.
Adam is in, it says Plum City. Is that a place?
Yeah, that's right up the street there.
Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Adam, where the hell is Plum City?
It's near Ellsworth, about an hour away from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Surprise, Leroy didn't give you guys any cheese curds from when he was down in Ellsworth.
Oh, he was up. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did mention Ellsworth the other day.
Did you give him something to give us or something or what?
I don't know. We had a picture taken of him with some cheese curds. I figured he'd share with you guys.
Y'all grow plums up there? Is that why it's called Plum City?
No.
Okay. I've
never heard that before.
I was genuinely.
I was thinking the same thing too, though, Rami.
Rami,
you had me.
I wasn't trying to be a smartass.
Right.
I was genuinely
Plum
curious.
City, cuz
I'm trying to learn about this great state of ours.
So there's no plums in Plum City.
I guess not,
Adam.
No.
I guess at the grocery store. What do you
He's
got on the Packers?
Never gonna call in again, y'all. Come on, man.
Adam, what do you got on the Packers?
I believe they could go 8-0. I honestly believe that. I think they're the better team throughout the board. The rest of the game.
What you laughing at?
Who are you talking to?
He coming here with his, you know who he remind me of?
Adam, thanks for the call.
You know, I want to get this out right now. This
Only
boy
1
here.
Hour more. 1 hour.
This boy right here. You know, you know who he remind me of,
intern mother plucker?
Yeah, Steve, you know who he remind me of, right?
Wicked.
And who else?
Bernier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is he from Michigan?
Yeah.
He is from Michigan?
He writes a blog for SB Nation about Wolverine football or something.
Yes, he's from Michigan, man.
He's not from Michigan.
Oh, he's not from Michigan.
Sure, he is.
My parents are from Michigan.
His parents are from Michigan.
Yeah.
Where was he born at? San Francisco?
Can we just give him a microphone? Just give him the
microphone. He doesn't want to come in here.
He's
scared of Gary.
Man, I don't want to jump on. No,
don't be scared of Gary. Be scared of Rami.
No, man.
All right.
You talked about not sidetracking today, Gary. This is a hell of a sidetrack.
Intern born in He's born in San Diego.
Santa Barbara.
Lived in San Diego.
I'm stone. I'm smoking weed. Okay.
Stop. Stop.
What?
Didn't that pass yesterday?
Didn't that pass
in the city of Milwaukee?
I don't know.
I think they did.
That referendum passed.
Yeah, big time's not happy today.
Does that even matter?
Well, no, you brought it up. I just threw it
out. No, I know, but I'm genuinely asking. Does that matter?
I don't know.
Well, you wanted to be legal.
Are there plums in Plum City?
You wanted to be legal. Right. Yeah.
How did we go from
Plum City, to where is intern Mother Plucker from?
Because he's sitting over there. Every time I got Michigan stuff on, so it reminds me of Wicked and Vernon. They were here.
Oh.
They walk around here with all this Michigan stuff on. Like,
what does
you
that
know,
have to do with the plums, though?
I don't know. Grapes? I don't know.
What?
Grape?
What do grapes have to do with
nothing?
Plums?
Nothing.
Grapes? I don't
know. Nothing at all. Grapes and plums are not even the same thing.
Yes,
I'm sure about that. No, both are dehydrated and served as raisins and prunes, respectively. But no, they don't. They have. I mean, they might be a part of the same fruit family. But why are we even talking about this? Why?
No one's better than grapes
right
and plums, though, Rami.
What's that?
Hops and barley.
That's right. You're good, my friend. One day, if I ever go somewhere. This chair might be waiting for you. Let me tell you about the upcoming Bulfording Beer Dinner at Cafe Hollander in Tosa, Tuesday, November 20th. The owner of Bulfording, George Lentz, he's coming all the way from Luxembourg and will be in attendance for a spectacular five-course meal paired with a variety of Bulfording beers. I attended the Spring Beer Dinner last year, and let me tell you, it was amazing. One of the best meals that I've ever had, and this one looks like it's going to top that first. You can get tickets by calling Cafe Hollander in Tosa directly or check out their website. If you haven't heard me talking about Bulfording beer, it's a premium craft beer from the country of Luxembourg where they've been brewing it to the same high standard in their family-owned brewery since 1764. And unlike other imports, everything in the Bulfording lineup is smooth. Over 250 years of brewing expertise have been devoted to ensuring the highest drinkability. The Bulfording lineup includes their flagship Pilsner, which is light, crisp, and refreshing. The triple, which is strong yet unbelievably smooth. That describes me and the triple. 8% alcohol by volume, yet very, very drinkable. Very rare. Enjoy it, but enjoy it responsibly. And new this year to the Bulfording lineup is the Bulfording Brune. A perfectly balanced brew with hints of roasted caramel and malt. It's the perfect, easy drinking beer for fall. You can stock up on Bulfording for your next tailgate at Total Wine & More in Greenfield and Brookfield, and they now have cans in stock. Also, new look Bulfording bottles in stock. It's also available on draft at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Cafe Central Sport Club, and the new tavern at Turner Hall right by the new Buck Stadium. I always like it when you show me your Bulfording, and now you can show me your cans. Tweet them at 1057FM
like
The Fan
right
with the hashtag show me your Bulfording. And again, coming up November 20th at Cafe Hollander in Tosa, it's the Bulfording Beer Dinner. Call Cafe Hollander in Tosa directly and get your tickets. Now it's Milwaukee's new favorite easy drinking import Bulfording beer. On the other side, it's a good old-fashioned finger-pointing session talking about your Packers on the Wendy's Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.